From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Damn it, Maury, as somebody who's rarely honest, let me run through these with you.
Oh, God. Find your niche and stick with it.
So here's a... I was reading this article on things that... people rarely give the truth about when asked.
Here we go.
Okay. Nobody's ever honest, or nobody ever wants to be honest when it comes to certain questions. And let me run through some of these with you. Mm-hmm. You would tell me, okay, if you are most likely to lie. Feel free to participate in this, Mocha. Question one. How old are you?
Never lie about that. Oh, no. Maury's going to pass away. Hurry up. Get to the next question quick.
No. We have all day. Go ahead.
Okay. We actually don't.
Are you most likely to lie when asked the question, how old are you?
Absolutely.
No. You are.
I have.
You have.
You still do.
Did someone fart?
Oh, no. I'd be honest about that.
Depends on the venue and the situation.
Yeah, you'd be honest at home.
I'm honest at home and here at work.
Oh, we hear it at work. There's no way we never hear it. Even when you think we don't hear it, we hear it.
Right? What about if you were on a plane?
No, lie.
Flying solo.
Lie.
I farted on a plane and had the guy look at me mm-hmm. next to me and give me one of those, oh, and I looked right back at him and went, what? Oh, yeah. Played right along.
Okay, yeah. No,
played right
public,
along.
If we were in public, no, yeah. I wouldn't admit that.
Okay. How much alcohol do you drink in a week?
Oh, I'm very honest about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maury?
Like none.
What about when Matthew asks you?
Well, no, he sees if I have... He drinks more than I do.
Okay, but what if you're out at like a work thing and
oh,
Matthew...
Yeah.
Oh,
Matthew,
then I'm
and,
like, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if you're out at a work thing, Maury, and you get home and Matthew says, did you have anything to drink? What do you say?
Oh, like maybe... I didn't even finish my glass.
Yeah, I didn't finish my glass.
How much do you weigh?
I lied about that yesterday when Matthew asked for an insurance form.
What?
He texted me. He's like, I'm filling out a form at work and I need to know how much you weigh.
How much you weigh? How much did you tell him you weigh?
I told him 145.
Yeah.
Oh, please, in real life?
But I literally just got off the scale because I'm entering it to this app, Noom.
Yeah.
And
how much did you lie by?
Oh my God, it was 159.
Oh wow. Oh wow. You lied 15. You took 15 pounds off?
Yeah.
Most people take 5.
Wow.
Right? No, who?
You think Maury, you're gonna notice?
Maury, when you're 5'4", you can't start ditching 15 pounds when somebody asks you how much you weigh.
My shirt hides it well.
Okay. How many people have you slept with? That's a question people lie about all the time. They say.
I mean, the number's very blurry.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. No more.
Are you mad at me?
Oh, who's asking?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Manitoba RCMP are reminding the public that 911 is only for emergencies.
Oh, no.
After a woman complained about a long drive-thru. At a brand new Burger King that had just opened up in
her
city.
Well, it is brand new. Right? You want the community to come out, don't you?
Not a bad promotion.
Yeah.
Also, Manitoba recently, a person called RCMP to inquire about where they could find a Zamboni that particular weekend.
Oh, that's sometimes a Zamboni emergency.
And then over in Modesto, California the other day.
Yeah.
People were calling 911 because two stars in the galaxy were shining a lot brighter than they normally do. And people in Modesto didn't know this and were curious about the the planets, thinking that something else was going
UFOs.
On.
UFOs.
So, and especially because UFO talk has been so heavy in the past couple of weeks, they've been calling 911 to be like, come check this out. And the cops are like, what do you want us to do? They're stars.
You don't know, though.
They're two planets.
Yeah, but I need you to come to my house right now and look.
These two planets are like super close.
Yeah.
Than they've ever been.
But the 911 operator's not going to know that.
No, but she can send an ambulance.
To do what? Or take
your head.
Right?
To do what?
I highly doubt the 911 operator was like, listen, it's just two stars that are shining brighter than they normally do.
It was Venus and Jupiter, by the way.
Okay, yeah. The 911 like operator is not explaining Venus and Jupiter to the person who called 911.
Obviously, like they're not explaining space. But still, it's just shocking. That the amount of people.
Who else are you going to call, though? I think a lot of people call 911 because they're just so frustrated that they don't know what to do in that situation.
Come take care of these planets?
Like, they need to, yes, right? Yes, please help me.
Mocha, you almost called 911 because of a strange sound in your neighborhood.
Yeah, you almost called 911 on aliens.
Wait, I never called. I said I heard
almost.
Them.
I said almost.
I never said that I almost called 911. When did I ever say that?
At what point, how many cars have to be in front of you at a drive-thru before you call 911, do you think?
No, I think...
How many cars?
I think the question is, how long do you have to be in the drive-thru behind so many cars?
Yeah, but wouldn't you just park and go in?
Yeah, at that point.
There's nothing more frustrating than sitting in the drive-thru and then you get to the side of the drive-thru and you look through the window and you realize there's no one inside. And you've been in the drive-thru for 15 minutes. And you look in and there's nobody at the counter.
Don't tell me that.
Not one customer all the time.
Wait,
all
like
the time.
And the place is closed?
No. Oh. It's not closed. I mean, I'm like eight car back at the drive-thru.
Oh, because the drive-thru is just that.
And then
busy.
By the time I get up to the restaurant, I can look inside. There is not one customer at the counter ordering anything. It would have taken me 6 seconds to get a coffee.
You know who I blame for that?
Who's that?
The people who are using the drive-thru to order things like six bagels or three sandwiches.
Rule on how many things you can and cannot order.
There ought to be, though.
It depends on where you were, actually.
Are you saying treat the drive-thru like what they do the express line in the grocery store? Like yes, 1 to 10 items
you.
Only?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking if you're, I don't know if you were at a coffee shop or like a McDonald's or something.
Right.
Right. Maybe. Like, I understand if it's like a fast food joint like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just assume people who go through the drive-thru at like Tim's or Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
it should be a lot quicker because majority of people,
I think. Mm-hmm. I would rather be in my car waiting and listening to music and if somebody ordered a lot and just sit back and relax versus when I'm inside and I get frustrated because somebody in front of me is ordering a lot of stuff inside the restaurant.
I know, but
like, either way, we're unhappy.
I know, but what if you're a person like me where I am incapable of sitting back and relaxing?
Yeah. Really?
I just don't. I get so frustrated. And you know what? And I hate the Tim Hortons that I'll go through sometimes if I'm on the road. It's one of those sneak Tim Hortons.
What do you
where,
mean?
Where you gotta turn in on another part of like the parking lot and it's a corner. And so you don't know how many cars are ahead of you until you already turn the corner.
Yeah.
And then it's too late.
And then it's, especially if there's a car right behind
it's
you.
It's too
you just
late.
Box in.
It's too late.
Your bitch ass is sitting there angry as hell.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi,
it's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What's your name?
It's Lauren.
What is it? Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Lauren, yeah.
Right. What's going on?
I'm just about to start work. So excited to talk to you guys. I listen to you every day.
Cool. Oh, well, thank you. What do you do for a living?
I'm a 911 operator.
Really?
Oh, for real? That's amazing.
Yeah. Damn.
How long are your shifts?
12 hours.
Okay. Typically in a 12-hour shift, what kind of calls are you getting?
Oh, we get everything. Hangnails and...
Hangnails?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anything you can think of, we've got it, and then some.
Tell us the hangnail story. When did that happen?
It happens often.
Often? More than one person calling about a hangnail?
Way more than one person calling about a hangnail.
Okay, so tell us the most recent.
The most recent, I'd probably say like a few weeks ago.
Okay, what'd the person say?
Oh, I peeled some skin off my nail, and it won't stop bleeding. I need an ambulance now.
So what do you say to that?
Well, legally, we have to send everybody an ambulance that calls.
Oh, my God. So an ambulance showed up for a hangnail?
Absolutely.
And then do the paramedics then have to report back to you being like, yo, we went and checked this out, totally fine?
Yes. Usually they're like, we canceled off. They don't need to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Oh.
Moving on.
Oh, wow. More recently, what's some like non-emergency calls have you got from people using 911 or abusing 911?
There was, I would say, just yesterday. It's so awkward. We get so many, but we had some bum things.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of those, actually. Yeah, lots, way more than you'd think.
Like things getting stuck?
I don't think way more than I think, because I think a lot.
A lot. I fell on this. No one's home. I slipped. Somehow it's here.
Yeah. I fell on this?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's stuck?
It's always a slip and fall.
Yeah, liar.
It's always a slip and
but
fall.
But is it because it was intentionally put there?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Right? Nobody accidentally.
I'd be open. We hear it all. Nobody, doesn't matter. Do what you want to do.
Nobody accidentally falls on a jar of mayonnaise.
Nobody accidentally falls on a porcelain doll either.
Oh, my God. Wow, Lauren. So these calls, right? The 911 calls, because it's different in Canada than it is in the States, where in the States, they just release them all, right?
Yes,
and then we all have a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, they don't do that. But
no.
The calls are recorded, right?
Absolutely.
And then how long typically are they saved for? Like, are they saved infinitely, or like do they get saved and then deleted after a certain amount of time?
Infinitely, unless we change over computer systems, which we recently did. So I think we have things until like late last year up to now. But
wow.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me there's a server somewhere in this country that houses all the ridiculous 911 calls?
1,000%.
No. Are they logged as the ridiculous ones? Like, is there a ridiculous file?
They're mostly under generally unwell.
Oh.
What else would we be surprised to hear is in that unwell folder on that server?
I mean, there's so many things. A lot of new parents will call because they're baby's crying or not crying enough or hasn't slept. Yeah. Everything. We get everything.
Jeez. Have you ever had somebody call up because they needed help getting out of something?
Like getting out of something physically?
Yeah. Like, has anybody ever locked themselves in somewhere weird?
Nothing too weird. We get a lot of like, I fell off my bed and I'm stuck between the bed and the wall.
Okay, there we go.
What do you mean?
Between the toilet and the shower.
Shut up. No, between the toilet and the shower?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. And then you have to send somebody. And then like, do they
have to.
Paramedics or fire department or whoever, do they then have to like break down the door to get to that person?
Sometimes, yeah. If like it's an apartment and the door's locked, we got to get police going. We got to get fire department going.
Oh,
and then
no!
The cavalry shows up to get you unstuck.
You would have to move. Like if I had to call 911 because I got stuck between the toilet and the shower, right? Yeah. As soon as 911 showed up and freed me, I would have to move.
Yeah, your house is on MLS ASAP.
Yeah, no.
I know.
I couldn't show my face anymore.
As well, so we get to know people pretty well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Man, that's awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Lauren, that was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. Can you ask me the question?
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
It's got to be Roz.
Oh, look at that. Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah. No problem. Thank you, guys. And I have the same birthday as Maury. Just going to throw that out there. And I love you guys. And thank you so much.
Happy early birthday, girl.
Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Maury showed me his phone yesterday and
greasy.
No, he was like, here, read this. And I was like, I can't read that. And Maury has his phone set to white text on a black background, right?
Because my eyes are so bad.
No, Maury, that's what's making your eyes bad.
Oh.
Is your phone in dark mode?
No, it's bright, but it's like it's black
on white. It's white text on a black background, right?
Let me see.
And this became, it's like dark mode or whatever the hell it's called.
That's like just ass.
Yeah, look at his phone. It's that.
Yeah, my phone's on dark mode.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Why? I love it.
It's not good for you.
I don't like things to be bright.
It's not about, okay, so I don't, there's a reason that everybody started promoting dark mode on things.
Okay,
so it came out when people started promoting dark mode. One, people started doing it because they thought it looked cooler,
mm-hmm.
right? They thought apps looked cooler in dark mode, Twitter and all this other stuff. And then all these other apps started coming out with their own version of dark mode. And what happens is that when you read white text on a black background, it strains your eyes more than reading black text on a white background. Okay?
Sounds like...
Your pupils are dilated in a different way.
It's only said by people who have bad eyesight.
No, it's not. It's said by ophthalmologists.
Bro,
so here's
I just got
the
my
reason.
Eyes checked.
Let me tell you.
I got 20/20.
Yeah, I know.
Vision.
That's fine. So let me tell you why you all got hustled for this dark mode thing. Okay? It takes longer to read because your focus is out of whack when you were reading white text on a black background. The reason all the apps came out with their own version of night vision or night version or whatever the hell it's called.
Dark mode.
Dark mode. Thank you.
You just said it, man.
I couldn't remember, though. I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember.
Oh, God.
I know. I forget things, okay? Thank you for reminding me.
Someone book an appointment with the doctor downstairs for right after the show. Need to get this man checked out.
Listen, you don't know. I may have just bonked my head, okay? You don't know. You don't know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, there's the reason that all the apps came out with, what's it called?
Dark mode.
Thank you. The reason all the apps came out with dark mode is because it takes you longer to read something in dark mode. And the only reason the apps came out with dark mode, it's not to save your battery, it's not because it looks cool, is it because it keeps you on the app longer.
But guess what?
That's the only reason.
Sure, but I still read everything fine.
Reason. But you're not supposed to. It's not good for you.
I don't think I read any slower or faster.
You
I
do.
Read at my own speed.
No, you do, though. You do. Your eyes do. Your eyes take longer to focus when it's white text on a black background.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, then.
Bro.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Y'all got hustled. Y'all got hustled. Because y'all think your black phones look so cool. And I am not saying that.
Yeah, what's wrong with the black
come on,
phone,
I'm
right?
not saying that.
Wow.
Listen.
What are we, 7 days okay? out from actually?
Listen, no, Jesus. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there should be more white.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Go ahead and clip
listen,
that, Mocha.
No. No, okay. Okay. Hey, let me try and flip this around here so I don't sound like The focus should be put on the black.
Wow.
What?
Okay. No, I'm loving it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
The white should just be the background.
Okay.
Where you put your focus should be the black. How am I doing, Chef?
Amen, brother.
Okay. My God. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, this guy's sweating right now. Good save.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I have to play for you another cat talking video.
Oh, please.
This was sent in.
I get so many of these sent to me now.
I know. It's amazing. Kayla Akosua, who listens to the Roz and Mocha Show from Texas, her and her family are super fans. So shout out to Kayla for sending this in. But it's a cat saying, okay. Before we get to that, though, because if it's part of a song, the cat's owner is singing, and then the cat replies with, okay.
All right.
Before we get to that, let's go back and listen to a couple of classics, like that one cat that was saying, oh, Long Johnson.
Oh, Long Johnson. Oh, Long Johnson. Oh, Long Johnson. Oh, Long Johnson. Oh, Long Johnson.
Then there was
also... I want to hang with that kitty, man. I really do.
That responds with, hello.
Oh. Hello. Hello.
Super cute British hello.
Good, yeah.
Your favorite, Roz, is the no-no cat. My favorite cat is the one that spits a verse. I'm Fat Billy, the Peter Pan Billy, and I'm going to pop wheelies. No, not the guy. Bars.
Still the best.
So here's the one that superfan Kayla sent in. You ready for this?
Yeah.
If you're happy and you know it, say okay. If you're happy and you know it, say okay. If you're happy and you know it and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, say okay.
First of all, that cat sounds like it's struggling to
that,
say okay.
That cat sounds adorable.
Right, but listen.
If you're happy and you know it, say okay.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, it's Kirsten.
What's up, Kirsten? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Is this tattoo artist Kirsten?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What's going on?
I wanted to ask that you convinced my boyfriend to not be irritated that I listen to your podcast all the time.
You want to what? Say again?
My boyfriend, I listen to your podcast all the time.
Yeah.
And he thinks that I listen to it too much.
Oh.
Oh, what? Is he jealous?
Well, that's what I think.
Is he... Yeah, I bet he's jealous that we make you laugh more than he does.
Oh, no.
100%. He's listening to you right now. He's pretending that he can't hear you.
Oh, and he's probably upset that you talk about us so much at home.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Are you going to say something or pretend that you don't hear?
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are that
bad. What? Oh, hold on, bro. Get on the phone.
That's what I'm saying. Just talk to him for a second.
Get on the phone.
Here.
Take us off speakerphone. Take us off speakerphone, first of all.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's
hello,
up?
Guys.
What's going on, dude?
Okay. Yes, she listens to you a lot, but I'm trying to get out the door to school here.
Yeah.
You guys coming at a bad time.
Okay, we didn't catch you at a bad time. She called us.
fair enough.
Okay. So what does she say about us at home?
That she loves you guys. You guys are the best thing that ever happened to radio and podcasting.
Yeah.
Best thing to ever happen to her?
No.
Okay.
So
why do you think
she spends too much time with us?
On long car rides.
Yeah.
We'll listen to old podcasts. It's going good, but there's always a time for some music.
Okay. So why does it annoy you though?
You know, maybe I'd say you guys are solid, but the only complaint I could say is maybe the laughing, you guys. There's a little too much laughing.
Too much laughing. Okay.
Because there's a lot of things that are funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't like when we laugh, or you don't like when your girl laughs?
No. I love when my girl laughs.
Okay. But what about when we make her laugh?
Who is? I think it's Mocha.
Yeah.
Yes. Mocha's laugh sometimes on the show just can be a little overwhelming. It's like, okay.
Overwhelming.
That's the only thing I can say. You throw the show on, it's great.
Okay.
Mocha's got a funny laugh, but you get a couple hours into it, it's like, oh.
Okay. What's your name, sir?
It's Robert.
Robert.
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I have to go with Roz.
Wow, that was the most convincing one I've ever had, by the way.
He just wants to get off the phone.
Yeah, I know. Go to school, man.
Get out of here.
Mocha, like you said, that's all it is, man. But still, though, man, you got it. You're good stuff, but that's it. You get a couple hours.
Bro, I thought you were in a rush to go to school.
Yeah, go to school.
All of a sudden,
we don't need the criticism anymore.
Look who wants chit-chat.
All right,
bro. Take care.
Guys. All right, man.
All right.
Okay, peace.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Jen, hello. It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Doing good. Why are you reaching out, girl?
Well, basically, how much personal information would you share with a potential partner?
You wrote it says, Roz and Mocha Fix My Life. I've struggled with mental health for a long time. Last year was particularly difficult. I tried to commit suicide over Christmas. I was hospitalized and I'm doing much better. My question is, how much do I share with a potential partner? I met a wonderful woman and we get along so well. We even have the same name. So the two Jens, huh?
Yeah. She calls us Jen Squared.
Jen Squared.
And how's everything going?
I mean, it's good. I am in therapy once a week, mm-hmm. and I've been talking with my therapist about this a lot. And we've been kind of going back and forth. Her and I have been dating since middle of January, I mm-hmm. think. And like the first time we went out, we were just supposed to go for coffee at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we ended up going for dinner and then sitting in her car after the restaurant closed. And I didn't get home till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oof,
oh, wow.
Good for you. So...
No, and nothing happened though. We just talked.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. So your issues, the mental health issues that you're going through, was this something that was sort of more isolated to that one time in your life, or is this something that is still ongoing?
No, this is very ongoing. Honestly, the first time I tried to commit suicide, I was 13 years old.
Okay.
And I am 46 now.
Okay. So you're wondering how much of this do you sort of like give up, right? Like what do you say? How much does the other Jen know?
Not a heck of a lot. I mean, she does know that I take an antidepressant every day.
Yeah.
And that I am in therapy once a week.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't know much more than that because I haven't been sure about sometimes what has happened to me in the past, and this is why I'm hesitant, is that I have shared too much. And the person that I was dating was like, oh, that's too much. I've been called crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been ghosted many times after I've told people this. So it makes me really like hesitant to even say anything to anybody anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only been like a month and a half, though, that you've been dating this girl, right? That you've been dating.
Yes.
Jen number two. What does I assume in your therapy, your weekly therapy sessions, you talk about this. I'm just kind of curious to know what your therapist thinks.
Well, she's saying that I need to take it slow and then I should only share how much I feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like the best advice right there.
I will say that the there's sort of like upsides and downsides to not sharing. Right. And sort of the upside is something that you already know, which is that if you don't say anything, you don't get hurt because of anything that you've said. Right.
Yes.
And you know that getting hurt is probably super triggering for you because you then worry about your own state after things end. Right.
Exactly.
So I would say that you can sort of build those walls. Right. And they keep you safe. But not letting people in has a downside, and that is if you don't let people in, you're also denying yourself somebody in your life who's willing to help.
Yes.
Right? And when you are with somebody who is wonderful and there is this sort of secret, you then are in a position to A, lie, and B, go through whatever it is you're going through on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the best advice is what your therapist has said, which is, you know, to just take it slow. Because if you come out of the gate with all of this, I get it. Like, I get somebody's like, listen, I think you're wonderful and everything else. But, you know, this seems like a lot for me to potentially have to deal with. And we don't even really know each other that well. And so what that may do is that may put a hurdle between her and her future. Right. Where she then is like, God, you know, we could work towards something real great, but why?
Yeah.
But I don't think hiding everything is the right way to go. I think that, you know, give up what you're willing to sort of, you know, give up because you don't know what she's gone through. She may have some, you know, this same kind of thing in her family where she's used to dealing with this and she knows how to deal with it. But I would listen to your therapist. I would say that I would say that if you do say anything, do it in a place that is, you know, going to be the best place to do it. Maybe that is with your therapist.
I could be too.
When you get to that point, right?
Yeah, she's a teacher, so she has March break off. So
yeah.
I took it off too. So we're actually going to Niagara on the Lake for 3 days.
Yeah.
I think you have to be comfortable, Jen. You got to be comfortable in how you want to share the information and when you want to share the information, right? You're in control here.
Mm-hmm. Don't deliberately put yourself in a position of where you're going to get hurt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that is, don't say something, you know, too soon, but that's also don't say something too late.
Exactly.
Because saying something too late feels the same to that person, to the other Jen, that it would if you said it too soon.
Yes.
Right?
Does that help, Jen?
Exactly. Yes, that's awesome. You guys are always so, this is the third time I've had to call you because things are always going up and down in my life.
Sure.
You guys have always been so amazing to me. I appreciate you so much.
Aw, Jen, well, you know, you have our info. You know, you can reach out anytime, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Take care. Love you.
Thanks. You too. Love you too. Bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Bye. Oh, you okay, Moore?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
No, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Are you sick?
No, not at all.
No? You're just coughing for no reason?
Chocolate stuck in my throat.
Of course you did.
Your cat today or Aero Bar?
Aero.
Do you switch it up every day or?
I stand and stare at both and...
You stand and stare at both. And
see which one
talks. Like a pair of pants?
And I'm like, which one today, guys?
Do you go to the vending machine here, or do you still steal the one from the cafeteria every day?
Damn.
Yeah, it's like an airport where you sort of serve yourself.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to pay for those ones.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Yep.
So how long have you been stealing? Like,
I guess 2 years now.
Wow. I saw, you know those videos that people do where they're in the store? And, like, it's a prank, and you go up to, like, some unsuspecting dude, and you just start filming, and you're like, he's stealing! Right? And then, meanwhile, like, they're just, like, looking at something.
Yeah.
I was watching a video the other day where some kid tried that on a guy who actually was stealing.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
really?
And then the kid got smacked in the ear.
Oh, no. I know. One of these days, like, these prank videos, some of them that you see, like, the people who they are pranking,
yeah.
Some of them look like...
You
should not be pranking them.
No.
I like the one where the son... I want to try this on Matthew. Where a son is filming his dad
mm-hmm.
at like, a pharmacy. And
right.
yelling in front of the line. Dad, which preparation H did you want?
You think that's going to go over well with your husband?
Not at all. That's why I want to film it.
Oh my God. Also, nobody should be ashamed of a preparation age. Like, could you not find something more embarrassing? Like, you're trying to, like, humiliate the man with a hemorrhoid. Like, I feel bad for somebody. If somebody was like, if I was in the pharmacy and somebody's like, yo, what kind of preparation age do you need? I'd be like, oh, my God, that poor bugger's really going through it today. Right?
You want some recommendations?
Like, yeah. Like, man. Like,
let me tell you what's worked for me.
Bro, this man's really going through it. Right? Like, find something else, you know? Find something else. Like, you can go ahead with that more, but like, I don't think if I was there, I would take Matthew by the hand. I'd walk over. I'd be like, yo, let me help you out. Okay. Like, there's a lot of people. We are only here to help, sir.
Yeah. Tell me what you're feeling. How long has it been? How bad does it get?
And don't act like you've never had butt stuff, Maury. Like at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Remember that time last
year? Yeah. What
for
happened?
Like a, month you wore track pants every single day. Yeah.
Had a drawer full of cream.
Yeah.
That's so good.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So a couple weeks on the show, I can't remember if it was in the DM deep dive or Ask Roz and Mocha on the podcast. Someone had asked if I could bring in my diary from when I was a kid.
Oh, because you had, what did you used to write about? Hockey?
Yeah, I used to watch like Leaf games.
Yeah.
And I used to write down the scores and stuff.
Okay, did you bring it?
And if I missed like a couple of days, I would write like, I'm sorry, I haven't written in like 3 days or whatever.
How old were you?
I'd apologize. I think I was like maybe 10 or 11.
Hold on, can I see it for a second? Let me see it. Hold it up.
Sure.
Hold it up.
Hold on.
Okay.
It's a Garfield diary.
Oh my God.
In great condition, by the way.
Can you just like open it? Like, let me just see what your handwriting looked like.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Cursive. Cursive.
What a mess. It's a calendar. Is it a diary?
Yeah, it says it's a diary.
It looks like a day planner.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
So let's go with the very first entry.
Okay, is there a date? Please say there's a date.
It's this Wednesday, January 13th.
Of which year?
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
Today, I received this diary from my cousin Andrea, who lives in England. I live in Canada. Right now, the time is 9:57 p.m. By the way, every single journal entry, I always timestamp it.
Really?
Super weird. Yeah. I don't know why.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This is Sunday, January 24th.
Okay.
This one I remember. Oh, the emotion attached to
it. Okay, okay, okay. Yep.
I still feel it now. Okay. I can picture the day that this happened.
Yep, go for it.
I know I didn't write in 4 days, but just about a few minutes ago, my mom, just like that, tells me that she's gonna have another baby.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I am not excited at all. I don't want to have another baby. The time right now is 10:45 a.m. P.S. I have another sister, Laura. She is 2.5 years old. guys. I'll never forget that day. My mom and dad hit that news, like hit me with that news, like at the breakfast table.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Let me see what else we got here. Okay, here.
Oh, this is so good. Yeah.
This is Saturday, February 13th.
Yep.
Today at 1 p.m., me and my sister Laura were in a fashion show at the mall. It was great. Right now, I'm watching the hockey game. It is the Toronto Maple Leafs versus Philadelphia Flyers. The score is 0-0 for both teams. It is the first period.
For both teams.
I hope Toronto wins. Right now, the time is 8:30 p.m. P.S. My mom is having her baby on July 29th. Sunday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Right now, I am looking at the hockey game. It is the Toronto Maple Leafs versus New Jersey Devils. The score is 1-1. A tie. It is in the first period. I hope the Leafs win. The time is 7:48 p.m.
I love also, did you catch that? Where he didn't say, my sister will be born in July. He said, my mom is having her baby in
oh,
July.
Wow. I was so pissed. Are you kidding? Saturday, February 27th.
By the way, if you're just joining us, this is so Mocha had mentioned a little while ago that he used to keep a journal and write down like all his thoughts on hockey in it, which is very not Mocha at all. And it's a Garfield journal that he had when he was a little kid.
Yeah.
And he found it and has it and is now reading from it.
February 27th. Right now, I am looking at the hockey game. It is Toronto Maple Leafs versus St. Louis Blues, and the score is 0-0. For both teams. I hope that the Leafs win. The first period just ended, and the second period is going to start. The time is 8:46 p.m. Yes. And then there was like a lot of like not entering into the journal until Wednesday, March 9th.
Okay.
Sorry for not writing in 10 days. I am now looking at the hockey game. It is Toronto versus Chicago. The score is 1-1. It is a tie for both teams. The time is 7:49 p.m.
Do you have an entry from when your sister was born?
You know,
anything close to there?
No. So no. I looked.
What's the last entry? What's the last entry?
The last entry was Sunday, April 24th.
Okay.
So I went ahead and I looked, like, there's nothing when my sister was actually born.
So what happened on that day?
Yesterday at the mall, I saw a movie. It was really good. I saw two friends from school there, Jennifer and Sherry. They both sat beside me. The movie was really funny. I want to see it again. The time is 11:36 a.m.
What movie?
You didn't even say the name of the movie?
I didn't write the name of the movie.
What a terrible journal entry.
No. And then that was it. No more journal
that's
entries.
That's it. You went to a movie and then you were like, I'm done with this.
And then that's it.
Wow.
I didn't even write that my mom had the baby.
So who are the two girls that sat beside you?
Jennifer and Sherry.
Is that, do you think that, is that, that was, would, could that have been the time that you discovered like girls and like you, your entire focus just changed?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I was giving them long before that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what I mean.
Well, those are my journal entries from when I was a kid.
Wow.
I think I was like 10 or 11 years old.
Wow. That is incredible.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Boom, boom, boom. Bum, bum, let me hear you say way-o.
Way-o.
Wow.
Oh, I like that.
What's up, y'all?
What was that from? Who was that kid? Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, the way-o kid? Way-o.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, she was. No, was it the one? No. Where was it? Why do I know that? Was it a, it was like an old school viral video of like a girl singing,
boom, boom,
right?
Boom, boom, boom. Now let me hear you say, way-ho. I say, boom, boom, boom. Now everybody say, way-ho. I say, boom, boom, boom. Now let me hear you say, way-ho. I say, boom, boom, boom. Now everybody say, way-ho.
Yeah.
Way-ho. Boom, boom, boom. Now let me hear you say, way-ho. I say, boom, boom, boom. Now everybody say, way-ho. I say, boom, boom, boom. Now let me hear you say, way-ho. I say, boom, boom, boom. Now everybody say, way-ho.
Yeah. So back in the day, right? Back in the day when kids were recording this stuff, was it? I guess it would have been for Facebook, right? That they would have posted that
MySpace.
On?
Like,
MySpace, yeah.
No, this wasn't MySpace.
No, this is
times.
Like the. No, this is definitely the.
This is
the
like
Facebook,
Facebook YouTube, right? Mm-hmm.
Very early days of YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Where it was just like it was just all this. Like this
it's
is
random
what,
stuff.
Yeah, like this is what became popular. Can you believe that? Isn't that
this
crazy?
Is the viral stuff.
Yes.
Right.
This is the thing. Yes, that we all sent each other.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. Now let me hear you say, "Whoa!"
Do you think that poor kid still gets that when she goes to the office now?
No,
because she's probably older.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
Part, like, she was already, I would say, like, early 20s, maybe.
Right, but now she's, like, older. No, maybe,
she would
know.
Have had to have
or, like,
been
teenager.
Younger.
Like, 17, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. It's
she,
like
may have kids. She may have kids now.
Yeah.
She may. It's like the Chocolate Rain kid, right?
Oh, Tayson Day?
Tayson Day, yeah. Yeah. Did he die?
No.
No?
Hope not.
I don't know.
Do you remember the double rainbow guy?
Yeah, yeah.
That guy died.
That guy died.
He did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. All our heroes are dying, Maury. Did Tayson die? I thought he died.
Tayson Day?
Yeah.
No.
Was it called Tayson Died?
No, Tayson Day.
Oh, maybe that's why I thought he died. I just screwed up his name in my head. Every now and then I like going through old school virals, you know?
Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain.
You know, I got a friend of mine who still sings this. Like, like when we sit around having a drink.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Only when he drinks?
Yeah. No, no. But if anybody mentions the word chocolate or rain in any context, I'd be like, oh, man, we got to get going. It's going to rain. And he'll go, chocolate rain. Like
he's that kid's 40 now.
Yeah.
Tayson Died is 40?
Yeah,
no, Tayson Day.
Tayson Day.
He's a PhD. He studied PhD stuff.
He studied PhD
stuff? Wow. Wow.
Spoken like someone with a PhD.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
Jenna Ortega, a.k.a. Wednesday Adams.
She's awesome.
Was on the latest episode of Hot Ones, where they sit and eat hot wings.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a good show.
And they level up the hot sauce intensity. And the interviewer just continues asking questions, and they try to fight. The celebrity has to fight through answering and see what their breaking point is.
Yeah.
So we know Wednesday is going to be back for season 2. They've already announced that. And Jenna Ortega is starring in Scream 6, which comes out
in
2 weeks.
Like, yeah, not long.
There's one thing I learned from watching this interview. Listen to Jenna Ortega's story about David Arquette. You always hear wild stories about David Arquette.
Yeah.
But this one, like, completely turned things around. In my opinion on David Arquette.
Okay.
Or maybe it just added to the wackiness of his character as a person.
And then I understand that your Scream co-star, David Arquette, is actually a certified Bob Ross painting instructor and will sometimes give lessons on set. Did you ever have the pleasure of taking one of those art classes?
He is like a little angel of a person. I can't believe he's real. But yeah, he gave the entire cast Bob Ross lessons. So we would walk into our collective green room and there would just be beautiful paintings everywhere. But he also had a red tricycle that he gave us all the code to, so that if we wanted to get our groceries, oh, let's just take Dave's tricycle. He was always hanging out, always like trying to update himself on K-pop because we had a band member who really loved K-pop. He's an unbelievable man.
It's got to be pretty
okay.
wild
okay.
to be working with and spending so much time with David Arquette to learn the fact that he's a certified Bob Ross instructor.
How, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me neither.
A red tricycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, like an adult-sized red tricycle?
I guess that would have to be.
And why do you need a code for it? Maybe is it like electric?
Maybe he locks it up.
Is there a basket? Like, how do you carry groceries?
It has to be a basket. It has to be adult size.
Yeah.
There has to be a basket.
Yeah.
And you brought up a good point. Maybe it's electric.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's electric. Or not. Who knows?
You got to pedal all the way to the grocery store?
But I imagine, like, their grocery store's on set. Like, they're just, I don't know where they're going. Like, they're not leaving set on David Arquette's red tricycle to go to the grocery store and then back again.
Oh,
like, Jenna Ortega
like
is not riding a tricycle.
Going up to Whole Foods?
No!
Buy Kiwi for $12?
No! No. And also, I don't care how close we are, what project we're working on together. If you have an interest in K-pop, I am not doing my own research just so we can discuss.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Paula Abdul on the Jennifer Hudson show. Paula Abdul out here saying too much. You know when you think you know somebody and you let them into your circle and into your world, like stuff goes on in your house and you don't want them to blab, right? You don't even want them to tell other people when you're tight. So Paula Abdul was neighbors with Shaquille O'Neal. And then she goes on the Jennifer Hudson show and just says too much.
We were both represented by the same business manager. We're friends. And then I didn't know that came with like 18 billion cars as well. So I had to go to work in the morning and drive to studios to work. But I had to get the keypad code so I could go and get his car keys and move his cars. And when his mom would come, Lucille would come and visit, like, she'd be chasing him with a frying pan outside, yelling at him. He'd be running like this. Then, like, he always had these New Year's Eve parties. Mm-hmm. But see, I knew what happens at midnight. So right before the clock struck midnight, I ran under the dining room table because what he does is he moons people and puts his butt on your head.
Come on, that's private.
That is loose talk that I've ever heard.
She covered a lot in that little bit. When his mom comes to visit, she's outside chasing him with a frying pan and don't go to his house on New Year's Eve because he puts his ass on your head?
How come only she was under the table hiding at midnight?
Because I guess she'd been there before. She
and
knows
not
what
everyone else was under
she
the
knows,
table.
She knows, or they love it.
Yeah.
Right?
Me next. Yep. Me next.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What time does the doctor's office in this building open up at?
7 a.m.
7? Okay.
Why?
Can we rush make an appointment for both you, Dammit Maury, and you, Roz?
What'd I do?
Man, since y'all got in here,
yeah,
the most gas I've heard come out of each of you.
No, it's very gassy.
I'm not gonna lie, guys, it's been pretty distracting. Yeah,
just burps, though. Just burps.
Yeah. No, mine was both. I had four black bean tacos last night.
They look disgusting. But you know how many people sent me that picture, Maury, being like, "Help, Maury."
Really?
Yeah.
Where is the photo?
Oh, it's all on my social. I always post the...
I didn't get it on my social. I got it on my DMs.
Oh. Where, like on Twitter?
Insta. Hold on here.
Oh, I don't follow.
I had somebody say they're going to unfollow Maury because of it.
Because of my black bean tacos?
Yeah. A guy named Carlos sent me a picture of your... you posted a picture of your tacos and you were like, "Dinner is served, vegan black bean tacos." Why are you eating vegan?
That's a lot of beans in that pot.
Why are you eating vegan?
Sometimes I have to make my husband happy.
But is he vegan?
He is vegan on every other day. Like sometimes he eats
chicken.
But
why vegan? Why not just vegetarian? Why vegan?
Oh, I don't know. He thinks that it's healthier.
But what are those taco shells made out of?
Like bread.
Like
tortillas.
Okay. He wrote me going, "You need to help Maury with food pictures, man. This pic just makes me sad for him, for tacos, for life."
Really? Oh, here it is on your stories. Ew. That looks so disgusting.
Why does it look gross?
This part right here, is that the black beans?
I don't know what that
or
is.
Or it looks like moldy food.
I don't know.
Oh, no. Underneath is what do you call it? Mushed avocado?
No.
Guacamole?
What's this?
Yeah,
some people call it that.
Right here. What's that? Right here.
Yeah, that's the guacamole.
That brown guacamole?
Oh, there's guacamole, then black beans, then tomatoes and cucumber.
Ugh.
This is disgusting, sir.
Really good.
This pic makes me sad for him, for tacos, for life. Ugh. And how did they taste?
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah right.
I don't eat beans, so it's not for me.
Sad for life.
Yeah. Sad for life. I know.
I was so proud of these.
What did Matthew think?
Matthew, like, he loved them. He had five.
Five?
The bedroom stank.
So is that why you're so gassy today?
Because
he had four black bean tacos last night?
So four black bean tacos last night.
Yeah.
And so far today, what have you had in the Roz and Mocha studios?
A Kit Kat.
A Kit Kat. What else?
Oh, on the docket, I have an apple, a banana, a tea, and a water.
Wow.
Gotta flush it all out.
Yeah. You got those beans in you. Ugh. Got those beans in you.
Nine.
I know.
Between the two of y'all, nine bean tacos. That is so disgusting.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Felt good hearing Lord.
Right?
Yeah, man.
She kind of.
Absolutely.
I don't know what happened to Lord, man. She had that one song or album, I think the Green Lights album.
Mm-hmm.
That came out that was actually really good.
And I don't know what happened to that. And because I really loved Green Lights. I thought, like, when I heard Green Lights, I was like, this song is a smash. You know me. I am like, I am the worst at predicting a lot of things. I've gone all in on a few things that I thought were going to be out of the park, like, smashes.
Yeah.
One was Green Lights. Two was the PT Cruiser. When I first saw the PT Cruiser, man, uh-huh. I thought that guys were going to be like tricking that thing out and putting mags on it and like all this stuff. Uh-huh. And then it was like,
why would we want to drive something that looks like a Hurst?
No, it doesn't. It looks like an old coupe, right? Yeah. Like,
because people thought did it with the Beetle.
Bro, I thought, I really did. I went all in. I was like, this is going to be the coolest car. Like, everybody's going to want one of these things and they're going to want to trick it out and like put flames on the side of it and loud engines. And then it was like, no.
Why weren't you one of the first to do it?
I didn't have a driver's license when the PT Cruiser came out. It
didn't even inspire you
I will be honest with you. Had I had a driver's license when the PT Cruiser came out,
yeah.
I would have been the guy that bought a PT Cruiser and tricked it out.
No,
100% I would have.
When you got your license, why didn't you buy a PT Cruiser?
Because I had realized way long after the fact that PT Cruisers are like the vehicle of not even, I don't even know what they're the vehicle of. Like, sure, moms, right? Like, I don't see a lot of, like, you know, guys that look like me driving PT Cruisers.
Not even a PT Cruiser convertible?
No.
Oh, my God, hold on.
I'm telling you. I thought the PT Cruiser was going to be enormous. Like, I thought it was going to be such a success.
Yeah. You mentioned the tricked out PT Cruiser, right?
Yes.
So I just did a generic, just Google image search, PT Cruiser.
Right. Like, I thought people were going to...
one with the flames on it.
Bro.
From California.
This is what I'm telling you. I thought people were going to be chopping the roof down and turning them into these rat rod things. And
look at this one.
And it didn't.
That one actually looks kind of cool.
Thank you. That's what I thought everybody was going to do with the PT Cruiser.
A low rider with the big rims.
Chop it and flame it and black it out and
yeah.
all this stuff. And then people looked at the PT Cruiser like it was a joke. It was a goof.
What did PT stand for?
It was a goof of a car.
Personal
and
I was so
upset by that because I really did. I was like, oh my God, guys, have you seen?
But did you know anyone that had one?
No, I didn't know anybody that had one.
Oh, it stands for Plymouth Truck.
I didn't know anybody that had one. But yeah, I went all in on that. Much like I went all in on Green Lights by Lord.
Yeah.
And I was wrong on both. I was.
Unfortunately.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
I'm looking at this house that, Bennifer just bought, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Obnoxious?
God. So first of all, we know that they don't go halvesies on things, right?
No.
Like, are we assuming, like, he's not Batman anymore?
This is right? all J-Lo funds.
Okay. Like, we understand that. Like, they're not sitting down going, okay.
Yeah. They don't have, like, an Excel spreadsheet open with their finances and monthly expenses going through everything saying, here's where we need to scale back if we want to afford this house.
No, because the house was $64 million.
Woo!
Right? I know every now and then, like, your partner comes to you and they want to splurge on something, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, I think we can do it. And the other person goes, well, I don't know if we can. Like, we'll make it work. Okay, we'll cut a few corners and make it work.
Sure.
Right?
Maybe we'll work a couple extra hours.
It's going to be like,
put in some overtime.
I'll ask my foreman if I can pick up a shift on the weekends. You know, we can make it work. But this house is $64 million. And I understand that it's all done through, like, some sort of trust and everything else. And they're not actually paying for it.
Yeah, but trust J-Lo going to pay for it.
But what if they were? So let me break this down for you, okay?
Yeah.
Just to put it into terms that regular folk can understand that are not J-Lo, okay? So this house in L.A., $64 million, as I said. Mm-hmm. Now, if they were like regular folk with like down payments, checking interest rates, everything else.
Yes. Is it just like what, like a $10,000 down payment?
Trying to figure out what their, you know, monthly payments are going to be. For a $64 million house, right? You got to put at least 20% down. 20%, your down payment is $12,800,000. Okay?
Ben's like, okay. Jen, you got this, right?
Okay. Now, we know this isn't happening.
Yeah.
But just so you can understand. So the down payment on the Bennifer house would be $12,800,000, mm-hmm, with an interest rate, because interest rates are high right now. Amortized over 25 years, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to give them a little bit more time because it is a very expensive house.
Yes.
Okay.
And you never know what could happen,
okay,
in the future.
Your principal and interest on that house per month.
Okay.
Per month.
Hit me.
Is $299,186.
So basically, Ben Affleck is moving into J-Lo's home.
$300,000 a month if you were to buy it.
Yeah.
Right?
So do you think he has the new movie Air coming. Maybe he can do the groceries?
I don't know what I think he's like, I don't even know if I could pay the gas bill in that house.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I would contribute.
You don't factor in to expenses to run the house.
No.
Right? Staff that you would need for the maintenance of the house, both inside and out.
No.
Plus security, possibly.
If I was asked to contribute, honestly, like if I was asked to contribute, I would look at everything. Like this house, first of all, is enormous. Like when I say I couldn't, you know, you can't afford the electric bill per month, like that is 100% fact. I would, if I needed to contribute in that relationship, I would every morning, J-Lo would wake up, she'd open her beautiful eyes and see me squatting beside the bed. So I could piggyback her everywhere.
Oh,
like I would have to be her mule, right?
Your feet
I would
never touch the ground.
No, and then she would and all I would hear, donkey, right? And then I would come and get her. Like that would be my contribution.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh man, guys, people in Winnipeg are not happy.
Why? What happened?
Actually, let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. There are 10 people across Winnipeg who are not happy.
Okay. Tens of people.
So I'm on Reddit a lot.
Yes.
And I like to see what's going on across the country on Reddit. So I stumble across the Winnipeg subreddit.
Yeah.
And the subject is Chicken Big Mac Review.
Oh.
I had that yesterday.
I'll get to you in a second, Tim and Maury. The person wrote, I get quite the cravings and crave sometimes over Big Macs, especially with extra sauce and extra lettuce.
Mm.
Is the chicken Big Mac worth a try?
Isn't it just a McChicken, though? Or is it something different?
Think it's just a McChicken. I mean, you get two patties, and then they put the Big Mac sauce on it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right?
Yeah.
So what'd you think, David Moore?
I thought it was, it's the McChicken filet, but it's stacked like a Big Mac. So you still have,
what I just said?
Is it called a Big Chicken? What's it called?
No, it's just called a
Chicken
Big Mac.
Oh.
So it has the Big Mac sauce and stuff like that. So it looks like a Big Mac. But it's just replaced with chicken.
Bro, I just said
no,
all
but
of
the
that.
McChicken only has like the it's a different.
I didn't know if they took a McChicken and put the Mac sauce on it, or if they took the chicken and put it in the Mac.
No,
that's what they did.
Two McChickens.
Oof, geez. Okay.
So what'd you think, Damon Mori?
I loved it.
Yeah, to me it sounds like I love the McChicken.
Because I love McChicken and I love Mac sauce, so I quite enjoyed it.
And for the longest time, I always thought that a McChicken Big Mac would be amazing.
Yeah.
I will say you have to eat it quickly because whatever's left, like the McChicken and the bun, it kind of gets a little soggy if you wait too long.
Okay. I gotcha.
We'll read you what 10 people said.
Oh.
Or sorry, there were 11 comments. One, I think, is a troll.
Okay.
McMeh is my review.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Somebody else said, I tried it today, and I'd say it was just okay. Would be better with the junior chicken patty over what they're currently using.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Another person said, I looked at the price on the app and refused to pay $9 plus tax.
Inflation.
For a McDonald's sandwich. Another person said, I tried it, but I wouldn't buy it again. I didn't like the mac sauce with the chicken. Mm. Also isn't worth $7.50 plus tax or $11.60 plus tax for the meal.
Now, do they put cheese on it?
Yep.
That's my, they do.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I don't think a lot of people get cheese on a McChicken, do they?
No, you never do.
No, I'm telling you, it was really good.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay. By the way, somebody on Reddit was asking for people's opinion. In Winnipeg, by the way, the Winnipeg subreddit, their opinion.
I didn't realize Winnipeg was so sought after for like reviews on McChicken.
It is. Yeah, man. Everybody's wiling out, man.
Someone else just said, works better with beef. Another person said, my friend tried it today, in her words, quote, Mayday, Mayday, do not have the McChicken Big Mac.
Come on.
Mine was soggy and tasteless. Didn't have that Big Mac flavor.
But don't...
I thought it would.
Because it's not beef.
Thank you.
It's also limited time only, so settle down.
Okay, my question is this. Mm-hmm. My question is this. If you've gone to McDonald's enough times to understand that you're going to go in and try the Big Chicken, mm-hmm. right? Like... You've sampled everything that McDonald's has. You know what the chicken tastes like. You know what the Big Mac tastes like.
Yes.
I could tell you right now what the Big Chicken would taste like without even eating it because I know what McDonald's tastes like.
Chicken yes. Big Mac.
To me, it doesn't even warrant a review.
Another person wrote and said, I was doubtful, but its flavorful profile absolutely blew my mind. This
flavor
is the one,
profile.
This is the one that I'm skeptical of.
Okay.
This is one I think is a little bit of a troll.
Okay, said,
it was the perfect blend of savory, sweet, and salty. As I took the first bite, my salivary glands kicked into overdrive, and my taste buds sang out in harmony.
If you
blindfolded me and told me I was chowing down on a 3 Michelin star burger, I would have believed you. Yes, it is that good.
Stop it.
Troll job, right?
Stop it. Total troll.
I was so excited and ended up pretty disappointed. The chicken reminded me too much of their fish fillet, not seasoned and not just just
McDonald's,
not good.
Guys. Okay.
Finally, I'm a massive McDonald's
just
fan.
Stop.
And a sandwich wasn't it. It needs a different sauce. 4 out of 10.
Oh my God.
4 out of 10.
That seems pretty well.
I gave it 8.
I don't know.
4 out of 10.
I'm a fan of the McChicken.
Sure.
That's all I get whenever
it
I
is,
go.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So these comments on Reddit are not gonna sway me from trying.
No.
I think it's going to be delicious.
Right.
Right, Tim? Well, you thought it was delicious, right?
My comment was, I said, feeling clucky to have tried the chicken Big Mac. It's definitely worth crossing the road for.
That's not a review.
It's just a bunch of puns.
That's not a review. You didn't review anything.
Well, I said I felt clucky to have tried it.
Yeah, but that's not reviewing the sandwich. You just reviewed yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of clucked up.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Chef Jeff Anderson from Cole Harbor is actually the guy who invented the chicken Big Mac. How they didn't call this the Big Chick, I don't know. Anderson is in product development for McDonald's Canada, which just launched the chicken Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
That was in development for 2 years.
2 years?
How did it take 2 years to develop?
Sounds to me like an idea that could have happened on a Saturday and then greenlit on a Monday.
The Big Mac chicken. He explains it this way. He says, it's not easy as one would think to deliver that.
Oh.
People have been making these things in their dorm rooms since the beginning of time.
But you can also make it yourself with the automated menu thing.
He goes on to say, so it does take some time to do testing, to do consumer research, make sure our product works in our kitchens.
Consumer research? Do a Twitter poll. Everyone would say yes.
He goes on to say that it will be around 4, 5 to 6 weeks. I was looking at some of the other cool items that other McDonald's around the world have.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are like just very culturally specific, right? But here, let me read you the Big Brekkie. This is in Australia. They have the Big Brekkie. So it goes bottom bun,
mm-hmm.
then burger patty,
mm-hmm.
then egg,
mm-hmm.
then ham,
mm-hmm.
then hash brown,
oh, yeah.
then cheese,
uh-huh.
then barbecue sauce.
Oh, my
crikey. That's a breakfast.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Okay, yeah, I'm fine.
Did you burp?
I was just waiting for you to be done.
But it was creeping up and creeping up, and then it, you know, whatever. What are you going to do?
What'd you have for dinner?
What?
What'd you have for dinner?
Are you still off carbs?
Yeah. Mm. I had steak tacos last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a lot of carbs last night.
Delicious. You did, would you?
Before we get to the carbs that you had, yeah. David Morey, you gave up carbs or you stopped carbs.
Don't make it a thing because I don't want it to be like.
No, I just want to know how you're feeling because it's
yeah, I feel fine. I feel great.
It's been consistent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Since, for like what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
You stopped eating carbs?
Yeah, I feel great. Yeah.
What carb do you miss the most?
Let me get my list. Potato chips.
That's a carb?
Oh, man.
No, it's not, Maury.
It says, I don't know. I always eat it because it says no trans fats.
Yep. And zero carbs. You should have more.
Yeah. Do you remember when it was saturated fat, right? And they're like, oh, saturated fat. Or trans fats. And then they're like, oh, no, that causes anal leakage. And then.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
Google right now.
No,
Google,
I'm not Googling anal leakage on my computer.
No, Google,
my work computer.
It was a huge thing. It was like 60 minutes
Dude,
was
all
doing
I
stories.
Do is eat chips.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for that, man.
Hold on. No.
I believe you.
What was it? It was Alestra, wasn't it? Alestra.
I don't know.
Hold on here.
While Roz looks
this
that
was,
up, what
this
carbs
was
did you eat
big
for dinner?
News.
What carbs did you eat last night?
I had chicken nachos.
Yep.
And then I had grilled chicken pasta.
Okay. So.
Hold on here. Yes.
I'm just happy I'm not Googling this.
No, I'm Googling it. I have no problem with it.
That's as fake as them saying that lavender causes man boobs.
Whoever said that?
That was a news story, too.
That said what?
That lavender causes man boobs.
Russ, Google that next. Open a new tab.
Hold on.
Bro,
no.
You're gonna have so many
I'm
tabs
trying to
open.
Figure out what it was. It was Alestra is what it was. It was like a fat substitute that they used to put in things, and then the warning came out that it caused anal leakage because your body couldn't digest this fat substitute, and so this fat substitute would make its way all the way through your body and just make its own way out.
Like, without warning.
Like without warning.
And
like
you
just
have zero control.
Zero control.
That way, right? Oh my God. I don't know. I couldn't live my life like that.
And that's what you miss?
No, I don't miss that.
It kind of sounds like you miss
I
it.
I just miss chips.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Now that I've completely ruined my computer by Googling everything there is to know about anal leakage, let me go back and clarify what I was talking about. So we were talking about potato chips because I love potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was saturated fats or trans fats. And then those were said to be bad for you. And then they were like, oh, no, now there's like trans fats and then they're bad and all this stuff. But before all of that, there was Alestra. And I can't believe that nobody remembers the Alestra story because it wasn't from that long ago. It was like 1998. Lay's released, maybe you'll remember this. Lay's released a series of chips called Wow. Do you remember that? It was W-O-W in big letters on the bag.
Wow.
Right? Shut up. There was Ruffles, Doritos, and Tostitos.
Okay.
Right? They all had the Wow brand. And the Wow brand like sold like gangbusters because they were marketed as being more healthy, right? They were the sort of alternative to the fat that everybody else was eating in chips because all these stories had come out to say that the number one thing, the worst thing you can eat as a human being that will do the most damage to your body in the long run is potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's trying to figure out a way around this.
The chip industry were like, hold on.
Yeah, they released the Wow brand and it had Alestra. And then it started to come out that Alestra was causing abdominal cramping, diarrhea, and they had to put a warning on the bag. And one of the terms used was gas with oily discharge.
Ew.
Okay.
And that's on the bag of chips.
And then the story became anal leakage.
That is
where
so gross,
the Alestra would just work its way. You would eat a chip and they were delicious.
Uh-huh. Like, were people coming forward saying something's wrong?
Yes. Yes.
Like, and why are my chips doing this to me?
Well, they didn't know at first what it was.
So
right?
Somebody came forward going, I have a problem?
Yes. And so all of these people started having gassy, greasy gas.
Yeah.
Right?
And discharge.
And discharge. And discharge.
Wow. But when they connected.
This was a whole, it was a whole giant thing. And then they discontinued. The WOW brand was renamed Light. And then the product then continued under that brand until they were discontinued in 2016.
How many bags of WOW did you eat?
All of them. I loved them. They were great. Maury, you think it's just me? You think it's just me? They sold $400 million worth of those chips.
That's a lot of leakage.
Yeah. That's a lot of greasy ass out there.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Emily, hello, it's Roz and Mocha. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, you are pissed off. Why?
I'm not married to the idea of being ripped off.
Not married to the idea of being ripped off. Emily, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I ordered my wedding dress. Oh, congratulations.
Hey.
And they forged my name, info, and signature on the contract and then told me they went out of business. And now that I can pick up my dress from a random location after I e-transfer them the difference.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
What kind of scheme is this? Did you even go to an actual place to do a fitting?
Yeah, so I went to a place and they've been around for, over 5 years, more than that. And there seemed to be nothing wrong with it. We loved it. It was amazing. And I paid for it half up front.
Yeah. How much?
Almost $2,000.
And that's half?
Yeah.
Girl.
So you have to go to not the location that you did the fitting at. You have to go to another location. Is it one of their other locations or it's a location of just a warehouse or another dress shop?
It seems to be it seems to be a warehouse.
Oh, God.
A random warehouse that's affiliated with them?
They're saying that they shut down.
Wait, the warehouse shut down too?
They're saying that the store shut down and they have a different location that we could pick it up from.
Okay. So did you call the warehouse or have you gone to the warehouse just to check it out?
We want to go this week.
Uh-huh.
So our issue is we don't know if this is at this point super sketchy or this is something that we should continue to do. As I had paid more than, I'd be paid half the dress.
Yeah. So what is, nobody else is talking about this? There's nothing on social media or message boards or those bride boards or whatever the hell. Nobody else is getting screwed from getting a wedding dress from this place?
Yeah. So after, when I purchased it, I looked at the reviews. There was nothing really too negative.
Yeah.
Other than some people saying maybe service was bad, so I wouldn't go there. But when I went, I had an amazing experience. And I, purchased it because I loved it. And it's my dream dress.
So when you say they forged your name, info, and signature on the contract, what does that mean?
So when I asked them to send me my contract, because I believe that I shouldn't have to pay for a specific service.
Right.
Because I never, on my end, received any type of contract. Yeah. They sent me somebody's to look at. And I said, I would like mine. And when they sent me mine, it's not my writing. It's a little bit off of my information, and the signature is not mine.
So can't you, take them to, the Better Bureau Business?
They don't do anything. You got to call it. Fraud is a police issue.
Yeah.
Okay, when you say that there was a service that you didn't want to pay for, what was the service you didn't want to pay for?
We were under the understanding that the alterations would have been done in-house and the cost was absorbed in the price I've already paid.
Right.
And then they said, no, I would have to pay an extra fee.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All that stuff.
And the key part is that they held my dress for 2 months since it came in, and I've been trying to come and see it for the past 2 months. And so I finally saw it 2 weeks ago. And then once it went sent to the alterations for the past two months, this is what kind of happened.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen stories in the past few years of dress shops existing one day and then not the next, and all these brides getting screwed out of the dress that they had already either, much like you, Emily, paid half of it for or paid in full, right?
Yeah.
It's very, very tricky. Yeah. I don't know. I would say to go to the warehouse and see if the stuff's there.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean,
not alone. Like, I mean, with someone, right?
Yeah. Like, see, for me, I'm like, if Catherine was going through something like this, I'm the guy that would get in the car and go and drive and show up very loudly. probably not alone. Like, I just would do that.
Yeah.
Like, somebody stole Catherine's bike and I had him on the Ring camera. And then I took the picture and I went all over the neighborhood. I got in the car, went the neighborhood. I found somebody who knew him.
And?
Yeah.
Yeah, found Batman. Yeah. I
found somebody who knew him.
And what happened?
Called the cops, everything else, right?
Yeah. Oh, did you find the guy, though?
Yeah. Yeah. I found the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you come face to face with him?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't. I let everybody else handle that. Yeah. Right. But I'm that guy. Like, I'll just go. And I'm like, you know, where do I need to go? But I don't recommend doing that alone, right?
yeah.
You know, at a warehouse. But you should get somebody involved. Like, I don't know if this is a police issue over a dress or, you know, small claims court or
forgery at least.
But you know,
but what are they going to do?
They're dealing with, you know, multi-million dollar, you know, phishing schemes and corporations. And I really don't know what sort of recourse you have for, you know, your $2,000 dress that you can't get a hold of. I really don't know if you're going to get somebody to listen to you. I think you just got to show up and start making a lot of noise.
Yeah, that's what we were more leaning towards, but the situation, maybe we thought maybe it wasn't a good idea, but
yeah. No, don't go alone.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Try calling the cops. You know, like, just try that. But I don't know what they're going to say. That, you know, as it is, when you explain it, I know it sounds harsh, but when you explain it, you know, they've told you that your dress is ready for pickup. The store location just closed down. All of those things completely normal. And as soon as you pay the balance, the dress is yours. Like, I don't know what the police matter is at this point. Right? It just seems unfortunate. Yeah. It seems unfortunate
I think showing up to the warehouse and then investigating beyond that is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Emily. Take care.
Bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Hey, Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing.
Jolene texted us this story, Roz. Mm-hmm. About her husband that she wanted us to share because she said that this story would make you happy.
Okay.
My husband went to the wine store recently. He hadn't been there for months. And when he went in, the cashier remembered him right away and knew exactly what he wanted. There was a conversation about exactly how long it had been since he was there last and that it was so noticeable when he stopped coming by because he came in all the time. So Roz is not alone in his LCBO experiences. Because it wasn't that long ago, Roz, where you say both at the grocery store and at the liquor store, they recognize you. They keep what they have on the shelf specifically for you.
Oh, they knew even when you walked in that they had moved it and told you right away that they had moved it what aisle to go to. As soon as he came home and told me that, I'm like, I got to let Roz and Mocha know. Roz, you are not alone in this one. It must feel good to know that.
Yeah, I don't look at it as problematic in any way. I look at that as just great customer service.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Right? It's amazing.
I'm flattered.
They know exactly what you want. You are a top customer, and they are there to serve you. It's amazing.
Thank you. Yes, I am nothing but flattered in those situations.
Jolene, were the people at the wine store, were they concerned at all for your husband as to where he went, why he'd been gone for so long?
I think they had thought that we must have moved.
Gotcha.
Because, like, he had just fully stopped coming. And then when he walked in, they're like, hey, you're back. What happened? Like, where'd you go? And so, I think they must have thought we must have moved.
Okay, here, Liz, I'll tell you my favorite, my best LCBO experience, right? So out at the cottage, super small town, right? Uh-huh. Like, very, very, very. The LCBO is the size of... It's tiny. It's two aisles, right?
Okay.
And where I always park is right by the window where the people are who man the registers. And there was one day I parked and I was in my car for like a couple seconds because I had to check my phone because I've been on the road for a while. So I'm checking my phone as I'm parked. And then I walk in And what I normally get was already on the counter.
Yeah, like same amount and everything?
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
Right?
Yeah. I'd be sending an email to the CEO of the company. Being like, let me tell you about the customer service.
Yeah, Doug Ford. Got.
I mean, send them like holiday cards and stuff to say thank you. Like they are clearly very important.
They get it. They get it.
That is great. Thank you for sharing that story, Jolene.
No problem. Thanks for calling me.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
If you park your car on city streets in a zone where they tend to plow, you're going to want to... the snow... You're going to have to move your vehicle by tonight or else you're going to get like a $200 ticket.
Yeah. My whole house is zoned for plowing.
Oh, it's not, you liar. Don't look that way.
God, now I know. I saw people in my neighborhood, like civilians.
Yeah.
After the snowstorm. Saving spots on the road with like cones and things.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. But they're going to have to move those vehicles unless your street isn't one of those.
I can't see how it wouldn't be. God, they dumped a bunch of snow at the bottom of my... I had to just whip out real quick. Because I was smart when the snow was coming down. Because you had said during the snowstorm that it was recommended that don't wait until the whole thing is done to go and shovel. You got to shovel as it's happening.
Right.
Because it's going to be wet and it's going to be heavy.
Yes.
So I remembered that. Right? I remembered that. Wet and heavy. And then, so I grabbed a shovel at like, I don't even know what it was on Friday, like 10 p.m. or something like that. And I went out and I did around, right? Clean it all up. It was all great. And then the next morning, I had to go out just to like whip out real quick. But the snowplow came down and it did like the whole thing at the bottom of my driveway.
Shoveling at your age?
Shut up, Maury. That's rude. That's no mean. Is the answer. And I was trying to shovel the stuff at the bottom of the driveway, and it was so heavy. Yeah. I've never felt snow that heavy before.
I know. It was bad.
It was like, it wasn't even snow. It was like sand.
Yeah.
Like, it was as heavy as sand trying to shovel that stuff. But I finally got out, and like, what a mess, though. Now everything was soaking wet. And, ugh, God, what a disaster.
I screwed up my shoulder again.
Did you?
A little bit of a setback, yeah.
Were you shoveling or were you using the plow?
Shoveling.
What are you doing?
I know. I had to, though.
You have a wife.
I know. The two of us, though.
You have a kid.
Both of us were out there with the shovels, right?
Yeah.
Trying to get a little bit off the driveway, trying to get a little bit to clear the steps, the front steps.
Yeah.
Amazon deliveries. Right? I don't need somebody slipping and falling and cracking their skull.
Whatever happened to paying kids like in the neighborhood $3 or whatever to shovel your driveway?
There was a couple kids in my neighborhood the other day that were knocking on doors. That were swearing at the houses when they didn't answer the door. Yeah. No joke.
Really?
They were mean kids. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you weren't home, they were mad.
They were yelling at the door. I know you're home.
Yeah. You're lucky they didn't take snow from somebody else's driveway and dump it on yours.
Bro, there's nowhere to put snow in my neighborhood. Right? There's nowhere to put snow.
Since I messed up my shoulder, I couldn't even use the snowblower.
No.
Right? So I had to hire a company.
Yeah.
And they come and they do a great job. Yeah. It takes like 2-3 minutes to get my driveway clean.
Yeah.
But they did it like on early Saturday morning. And then by late Saturday morning, we had to go out there again.
Do it again.
Yeah. At least to clear
the walkway. So they don't come back? Did they come like one per snowfall kind of thing?
No, they come back later after the plows have gone by and shoved all the snow onto the driveway.
That sounds expensive to hire a company to do your driveway.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
I started late in the season.
Yeah.
So I got like...
a good deal?
A really good deal.
Yeah.
And for the amount of snow so far from the time I've been paying...
Yeah. Worth it. Worth it.
Is he listening? Is Mike listening?
I don't know. You never want to tell somebody that you're getting a deal off them, huh? It's a really good deal.
Yeah. Really, really good.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Keanu Reeves on the weekend did a Ask Me Anything on Reddit, and I went through a bunch of the questions. A lot of Keanu Reeves fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they be, right? He's pretty awesome. And I learned a lot about Keanu Reeves.
Really, huh?
Yeah, just not knowing too much about him.
Come to think of it, I don't know a lot about Keanu Reeves.
For example, somebody asked, have you ever stolen anything from a set? And he said, not stolen, but the watch and wedding ring from John Wick, a sword from 47 Ronin, and the first red pill that the Wachowskis ever gave to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From Matrix.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Somebody
that would be worth something, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I wonder if he keeps it in a drawer. Yeah. Or does he have it like in a case somewhere, you think, in his home?
I don't know.
Or is it like in storage?
Yeah. I mean, realistically, if it was me, it would just be sitting in the same dish. I throw my car keys in at the end of the day.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, I have no sense of sentimentality whatsoever.
A movie that changed filmmaking forever?
Yeah, no.
And you keep that red pill?
I would.
Next set of keys?
I would, yeah.
Somebody said, what's something awesome that someone did for you recently? And Keanu Reeves answered, a few weeks back, my motorcycle broke down and a friend of mine walked me through how to fix it over FaceTime.
Wow.
Technology.
Yeah.
Someone asked him when he will do a Hot Ones interview where he eats the hot wings.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I love chicken wings, but I don't want to eat really spicy chicken wings, especially not in public, and certainly not with the consequences in private.
Jeez. Have some fun, man.
Has there ever been a role in your career that you regret turning down? Keanu Reeves answers, no, but I did always want to play Wolverine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a pet? Asks another Reddit user. Keanu answers, yes, the first pet I ever had was a guinea pig named Carrot. I was 5 or 6 years old. He was a cutie pie. Another person asks, out of all 4 John Wick movies that you've made so far, which one was the most challenging to shoot and why? And Keanu answers, Chapter 4. It has the most action gloriously.
I've only seen one.
You know, I've never seen any of the John Wick movies.
The first one's really great. The first one's really great. But I watched part of the second one and it just sort of, I lost interest.
And not
in
the
it.
Third one?
No.
Did you watch all of them, Chef?
Yeah, all 4.
Really, huh?
Those 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I love the movies. They're really good.
Yeah.
You, that's not up your alley, right, Maury?
I had to watch them to interview them, but I didn't enjoy them.
You didn't enjoy it? Okay. Not even the first one you didn't enjoy?
No.
You're not a hitman-y kind of movie guy, though, huh?
No, not at all.
Yeah, no.
This is on Reddit. Keanu Reeves over the weekend did a Ask Me Anything. Somebody said, if you weren't acting, what other career would you choose? Keanu answers, well, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a race car driver, a conductor, or an astrophysicist.
A conductor? A train conductor or like an orchestra conductor?
Today, let's conduct some music.
Oh, okay, cool. There you go.
So, music lane.
Yeah.
Unrelated to film, what are you passionate about? Keanu answers, I like some motorcycles, typewriters, Japanese whiskey, playing in a band, learning, reading, and some fine red wine.
Wow.
He likes typewriters.
Yeah.
So does Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks really loves typewriters too, right?
Like regular ancient typewriters?
Ancient
He collects them,
And he signs all his notes Hanks instead of thanks.
Yeah.
Keanu, what is your favorite food to eat? Any comfort food that reminds you of early childhood? Okay, here's what Keanu answers.
Yeah.
Again, learning a lot about him. Shepherd's pie.
Yes.
Mac and cheese.
Yes.
Peanut butter and honey sandwiches.
Peanut butter and honey.
I had that yesterday.
That's really
good.
Did
you really?
And honey.
I literally had
you made it at
yesterday.
Home or you bought it somewhere?
No, I made it at home.
What goes on first?
The peanut butter.
It has to be.
But how do you spread honey on peanut butter?
You
to me, this isn't.
You drizzle.
You drizzle.
Squeeze bottle. Drizzle.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That sounds like a disaster.
Well, don't worry about it. You can't sit with Keanu and I.
What a sticky meal.
I have 2 more Ask Me Anythings from Reddit for Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Reeves. Have you ever experienced anything paranormal in real life?
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Keanu answers, yes. When I was a little kid, I was sitting in a room with a nanny, and I thought I saw a ghost in the doorway. And I looked over at my nanny, and she looked really scared. I don't know what the heck was going on.
And that's the answer?
And that's the answer.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay.
Going back to your earlier point, have some fun, bro.
I'm right.
And finally, somebody asks Keanu Reeves, so is the Matrix real?
Yeah.
Keanu answers, yes. No. Yes. And then that's it.
Come on.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
What's going on, y'all?
I watched The Last of Us the other night.
Oh, no spoilers.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Isn't season finale is coming up on? Is it season finale?
Yeah,
on Sunday.
Week. Yeah.
Damn.
The ratings for it are crazy, man. I think they're doing like 30 million per episode or something like that.
Wow. When
it's all said and done.
I still haven't watched it. I heard wild, a clip of
dude.
It the other day because they're doing a news story on the popularity.
Yeah.
And because I'm like into Mandalorian now.
Right.
His voice, the clip that they played on the news, it sounded a little bit too similar to the Mando voice.
So my question is,
is Pedro Pascal's voice in Last of Us in the same kind of tone as Mando?
Yeah, and he's got to protect like a child.
Child better not be named Grogu.
No, it's the same story. No, I don't know. I mean, I love the most recent episode though, but not enough zombies.
Spoiler alert.
No, I haven't watched any
episodes. I'm going to wait till it's done, and then I'm going to binge all of them.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it because it's really, really brilliant. Like, it's a great television show, but I'm missing the zombies.
Okay.
I'm the opposite, man. Right? I wasn't sure I was even going to watch The Last of Us because I hate the zombies and fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
But because there's not a lot of that, and it's really, you know, just good drama, good story, I'm sold, man.
Okay,
I know.
But every now and then, you got to take a head off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right? Like, just
first
pop
episodes.
One. Yeah.
First episode.
Yeah.
Here's my zombie question.
Yes.
Zombies by comparison in Last of Us to something like Walking Dead. Because Walking Dead, the zombies, like, they look like zombies.
Okay,
they
different.
Sound like zombies.
Different. Because this is based on a video game.
Yeah.
So these zombies in the show, and this isn't a spoiler, there's multiple different kinds of zombies. Like, some of the zombies in this can't see you, but they can hear you. Right, and they have these like really acute sense of sound where, you know, any like a breath, and they'll just come running at you. And they have faces that look like octopuses and stuff like this. And some of them are giant.
Octopi.
And so octopi. Thank you, Maureen. Octopi. And so it's fine, right? Like it's a different kind of fantasy zombie as opposed to just dead people who are then coming to back to reanimation
when,
kind of thing.
Killing a zombie.
Yes.
In Last of Us.
Harder.
The noises, the sound effects, are they as gross or more gross than what you would hear on Walking Dead?
Yes.
Like that.
This is a way superior show than Walking Dead.
Is it?
Oh,
okay.
My God.
All
right. Like beyond.
Really?
Beyond. Mm-hmm. You ever wanted to cry at Walking Dead? No.
What? Never.
No.
Oh, sorry, Walking Dead.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh. This show, like.
I don't
want
to cry during Last of Us.
I'm telling you. Well,
that Nick Offerman episode,
bro.
Episode three.
I don't know.
Oh,
guys, okay.
Yeah. It's good. It's great.
I've not seen any of it yet.
You haven't seen like any of it more? Not
no,
even
I'm
interested?
No, I'm very interested, but I'm trying to finish all four seasons of The Foods That Made America.
Oh, God. Take a pause on that, man.
Hot
dogs, hamburgers, boom, there you go.
Pop-Tarts, too.
Yeah.
USA, USA.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, every episode is emotional, or?
No. No, but it's just good. It's just, like, even last night's episode, or Sunday night's episode, whatever the hell it was emotional, but, like, not, like, teary emotional, but it was emotional, right?
Can I tell you guys?
Yeah.
The most ridiculous thing?
Yeah.
So, 3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago now, I watched something, and, I may have been a little deep in the whiskey.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, no.
I actually caught myself tearing.
Did you? What'd you cry over? Tell me. Come on now. I can't even see you anymore. Where'd you go? Your head's down. Okay. Oh, there you go. There you are.
You remember the scene in Endgame? When?
Endgame? Did you get drunk and watch Endgame on vacation?
When Iron Man,
what's the matter with you?
Got all the Infinity Stones, and he said, and he snapped.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm Iron Man.
And he said, I am Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part I got.
Right?
A guy, not a full
guy. Oh, but you got like the sort of stutter breath where you're like.
Yeah, like my eyes started like getting watery a little bit.
Come on,
like,
man.
He sacrificed everything, man.
Yes, he did.
You are way too straight.
He did.
He sacrificed everything.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.